This week's episode of Choose Don't Excuse is sponsored by Muscle Donut. Muscle Donuts are gluten-free, baked, never fried, hand-dipped, and packed with 10 grams of protein. That's right, 10 grams of protein. We absolutely love them. In fact, it is one of Judy's absolutely favorite treats. If you enjoy living a healthy lifestyle, but donuts are your weakness, check out themuscledonut.com.
Aloha.
Welcome to another episode of Choose Don't Excuse. I'm Jody.
And I'm Judy.
And man, it has been a cram-packed week. I mean, the days have started very early.
Yes.
We've tried to get to bed early, but I think that's been a bit of a challenge. But actually, we've been pretty diligent about getting to bed early because we've been getting up at 4 so Judy and I could work out before she headed off to her brand new adventure.
I've got a new adventure, but let's back up. And I want to talk about why we get up at 4 a.m. instead of getting up at 5:30 a.m. to work out. And that's just because it's still that important to us to be able to work out in the morning, and it just helps us and we feel so much better when we start our day like that. Blood pumping, heart and energy flowing through. So it's just a great way to start the morning. And hopefully, I know that there's probably many of you that like to exercise or work out in the afternoon evenings. But there's just great studies that show that in the morning, when you can get your mind going or your blood moving more, pumping more throughout your body, it's just helpful for your mind, your energy, just throughout the day. Even with weight loss, it's even better for you, those kind of things. So the metabolism starts really revved up. And so I encourage you to at least do some kind of movement first thing in the morning. It could just be stretches, in fact. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, vigorous. So,
I think the big thing about that whole thing for me is that our priority hasn't changed. We just shifted to keep the priority on task.
Well, yeah, and it is a priority for us. So it's really exercising or being active is just something that we do just like we would breathe and eat. Yeah. It's just part of our lives.
It's a big part of the life.
Yeah. So we make sure that happens. And if we're getting up at 4 a.m., that just means that we're tired earlier in the evening. And seriously, I start like petering out about 8 o'clock and I'm starting to go down. And yeah, it's been good though. And it's been great. Wake up just fine. And the reason too why we switched it to 4 is because I get to start my new adventure with Alaska Airlines. I'm super, super excited. So I'm in training right now as a contact center specialist. And basically, I'm going to training every day. And it starts bright and early at 6:30 in the morning. So I want to make sure I get all my other stuff done, my own personal health and wellness. Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah, it's been weird because we've made the shift, right? And so you go to bed and you've really been really good at getting to bed on time. My body still wants to stay awake. So I've had to make sure that I read.
I am way too tired. Like, I'll be honest with you guys. We are recording this at 8 o'clock at night right now. And I'm just like, whoa, I think my brain's slightly dead. But we're going to work on that. But yeah, this has just been really a dream come true, honestly, being able to work for an airline industry. Just because as I was younger, when I was young, like 17 young, I had planned on becoming a flight attendant. I wanted to, you know, go through all that training. And my dad said, when he knew I wanted to be a flight attendant after graduating from high school, he's like, no, you're not. And I thought, what do you mean I'm not? And he says, no, you're not going to do that. And I thought, well, I want to. But then he said these magic words. And it's like, well, I'll just cut you off then. Like, you're not going to be getting any kind of assistance from me, meaning no place to live, no money, no anything. And I thought, at that time, 18, which was 30-something years ago, I remember going, how am I supposed to function without his help? I just didn't know. Like, I planned on going to college, too, after that. But I really was planning to support myself by becoming a flight attendant. And I really didn't know. I didn't think beyond that. And I didn't have any resources or people to tell me, like, hey, this is how you could do it. You can, you know, go, don't worry about, you know, having no place to live or any of that. You're going to be, you know, traveling and being able to be paid. And anyways, my brain didn't go beyond that.
So you tabled your dream. You tabled your dream due to pressure from your dad. And I think that's an important thing. I think a lot of times we have something that in our heart we would really like to do, but we let the pressure of others, our own fear, our own self-doubts, or, you know, just the lack of knowledge from allowing us to explore new opportunities. And that's not to say your decision was bad. It just was delayed. And that's what's fun to me is I think a lot of times we think just because we didn't do it 20, 30, 10 years ago, that it's completely out of the realm of being able to capture. And now you're 30 years later, able to live this dream. So.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing about it. I really didn't think it was ever going to come to pass because, you know, after that, I did decide to go to school and at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. And so I enjoyed that actually too, because I was in the buying industry, retail industry. And so I really enjoyed working in that realm for quite a few years. But then we started having kids and I decided, well, we got married and then we started having kids and I decided like, wow, I'm not going to ever be, you know, I actually never thought again about being a flight attendant or any of that because I had kids and I didn't want to be away from them that way, you know? So anyways, I just really, and not to say that my dad was a mean tyrant. It's just, I know that in his heart, he was just worried and scared about, because he didn't travel anywhere. Like when we traveled as a kid, my brother and I, it would be with my mom and we always drove. My dad never came with us and he just didn't like it. He didn't like to travel. So I knew that he loved me. I knew that in his heart, it was more of he was concerned that the plane would crash and, you know, that kind of thing. So that was his concern and it's all good. It's better now. It's actually, this is really a great opportunity and just another step in the right direction that I want to go, you know?
So what's cool about it? I mean, you're a couple days into the training and what is exciting for you? What are you learning
learning, period. That's really exciting for me. Learning is a passion of mine. Like, I mean, you can give me anything on fitness, nutrition, and I will gobble that up. I'm always learning new information. You can't ever learn enough. And that's just, I'm a research junkie. You give me something I really enjoy and I will research that. In fact, I was just thinking about something I want to research right now, today, tonight, but I've got to get to bed at 9. So I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I'm going to have to put that for another day. But learning at the call center, the contact center that we've just had to change the verbiage, but the contact center is just, there's so much information about the airline industry, and it's fascinating to me, this whole other realm or other business. It's just, I mean, I don't know what else to really say about it.
Like, no, that's cool.
What I'm learning, how reservations work. I'm learning the systems they have. I'm learning the database is huge.
You're huge data. Yeah.
I mean, you have to think about all the, you know, the flights, the different airlines, carriers, everything.
Yeah, it's just big.
And this is only day 2, 3.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day I'm on.
I don't know. I just know that you've been very, very excited going in and very excited when you've come out and gotten in.
Oh, I'm
the
exhausted
car.
When I come out. My brain
but you're super, super just go, Jody, blah, 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 blah. I'm really, really excited. And one thing that you were sharing was, there's some core values.
Yes, that, I was going to get to that for sure. I really like that. I was thinking about these core values that Alaska Airlines, what's the term? That it's their, it's what it's they their believe
core
in.
Values, what they believe as a company, as a philosophy, what they try to encourage their entire team from the CEO, the board, all the way down to anybody working for the airlines. Yes. These values are what they preach and espouse.
Yes. And I just think, like, when I thought about those values, and I'll name them here, but when I thought about the values, I thought, I know I have values as a person and how I want to conduct myself. And that's what these values are for them, is that how they want to conduct their business with the guests that they have on their flights, and how they just, I mean, want to conduct themselves. Just, I mean, there's a huge emphasis from them, not only about safety, but the huge emphasis is you represent Alaska Airlines now, you know, and whatever you do reflects on us. And I think about just myself. It's like, whatever I do reflects on not only me, but my family. And so that's just, I mean, it's not like an eye opener. I've always felt that way, you know, but I just think, just for them to, you know, explain it that way, I just made me realize, like, hey, what are my values that I want to live by, or always want to, I live by, not want to, that I live by, but I don't write those up. Like, these values are put up on the wall, you see them every day, those kind of things. But do I put my values up on the wall? And I like that I see these their values on the wall, because as you're working with a guest on the phone, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna remember that. And those values that they have are own safety, do the right thing, be kind-hearted, deliver performance, and be remarkable. And each one of those, you know, we went into depth about it, and I don't necessarily need to go in depth with each of those values here, but it, again, it made me really think about, what values do I live by that I want to post up, that I want to make sure I remember? Because put it this way, like, I can say, I feel my values would be, I'm honest, I have integrity, you know, I do the right thing. I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm generous. You know, those are values that I feel like I have. But there are some times that you might not remember certain things, especially the I'm patient, right? Because, like, look at how many of us, I'm not gonna, you know, say that you do, Jody, but I'm just saying, how many of us, like, someone will cut us off on the road and you're just like, oh, you know, is that being kind-hearted? Is that being patient? Is that being generous? You know, those are those things that's like, well, look at yourself. I mean, we're not perfect, no, but I think that most of the time that we can fall, I guess, error on the side of, oh, they made a mistake, because we're going to make a mistake and actually, you know, accidentally cut off somebody.
Yeah, I like the idea of having your core values. You know, the last 2 weeks, I actually, on my Father's Fire podcast, I actually met with Garrett Crone, who's a licensed counselor here in Meridian, Idaho. And he actually talked about, he has set up what he calls self laws. So there are laws that he actually lives and abides by.
I like that. Self laws.
And one of his self laws that we talked about was, as a dad, he made a law, a self law, that he was never going to yell at his kids or at his wife. And then he's like, wait a sec. He goes, that can be unrealistic. So let me think about the potential situations where I might yell. And so he goes, well, number one, dogs. He goes, if there's, you know, my dog's running out of the fence and he's about to get run over, then, you know, so anything that deals with danger. He goes, so like when my kid ran out the street, out from church and ran to the car and started to run across the thing. I yelled at him, and his son started crying. He's like, so that was danger. That's reasonable to have those kind of laws. So he's not only thought about the laws, but he's also thought about the scenarios where those laws may need to be amended based on the circumstance.
Okay.
And I like that because I think a lot of times we have these laws that are immutable and we're not willing to bend. And I think that when those laws are toward to core values, then it becomes a very robust, dynamic, but steadfast way to live your life, because the core values are driving your purpose and how you're going to serve and love other people. But the laws set up certain guidelines that you're agreeing to adhere for yourself to help you live those core values.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. And then like if I say I am honest, right? But where am I going to not be honest? Well, when I'm keeping a secret from you about a present I bought you, I may have to lie.
You're right.
Right?
Right.
But it's not really a lie. It's well, because it's like I'm keeping a secret because it's a surprise.
Right.
So that would make sense. Right. Those kind of things make sense to me. And there might be a situation where, like, let's just say one of your values is I'm not going to get angry. But, hey, there might be something unfair in your life that happened, and it might upset you, you know? So maybe your anger may not be like over the top smashing windows and breaking, you know, those kind of things. Right. But don't be so hard on yourself if you find that emotion happening, because that's normal.
Yeah.
It really is a normal thing.
Yeah. And I've really, since you brought it up, I've really been thinking about how important the core values are in a relationship, how important they are in, you know, the way that I'm living my life. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed this week is Judy got these new affirmation cards. And so every day she's been pulling out this deck of cards and saying, Jody, pick one. And she's actually been putting them on her desk. And one of the ones, I have four of them in front of me, but the one that really struck out to me was, I am powerful. And the reason why I like that is because the I am powerful is in great big bolds, but down at the bottom in tinier font, it says, my thoughts, feelings, and actions create my future. And I like that because I would like to add, my thoughts, feelings, core values, and actions create my future.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And, you know, so it's really making me rethink how, because I think you and I are very purpose-driven in our life. We're very purpose-driven in our relationship. We're very purpose-driven in trying to grow and develop, to set goals and push ourselves both as an individual and as a couple. And when you believe at the core that you are powerful and you have the capacity to determine your destiny by the way that you think, by the way that you feel, the way that you act towards other people, you really can choose your destination. And I think that's a really important lesson, you know, as we're walking through life, is that you set up the core values. And the one thing that I've been asking myself is, you know, because we have our own company, Zimmer, and I'm like, have I ever articulated to my team what the core values are? I don't have them on our wall in big, bold letters like some offices do.
Alaska Airlines does.
Why don't I do that? That's important to reinforce.
Right.
You know, why am I not doing a better job of not only vision? I think I do a good job in our team meetings and the way that I interact with people.
But the visual.
But I don't have any visual way to go, you know, like we're sitting in this room and, you know, right on the wall it says dream big. On the other wall it says believe. On the third wall it says be your own kind of beautiful.
In our office, this is what it says.
Yeah, and this is in Judy's office. It used to be Jessica's bedroom. And so, you know, when you walk in, every time I walk in, I always read those. Mm-hmm. And how powerful and reinforcing those visual messages are, I'm like, you know what, maybe I need to change some things in my office to help everybody be reminded of those core values.
Well, and that's why you and I write affirmations for ourselves too every single day, and also do these affirmation cards that I have, because it's another, well, it's an affirmation. It's a reaffirming of what you want to do, where you want to be, who you can become, those kind of things. And it helps put it in the forefront of your mind. So yeah, I think I would like to do some self-laws for myself and just write them up. Yeah. And even write them every day, or just have them somewhere that I can see them. Well, I like how you said that, you know, you and I are purpose driven, and we know what our goal is for our family. We know what we want for each other as a husband and wife. We know, you know, we are purpose driven. And so that was interesting you said that, because that is actually how these core values and behaviors that are written up, I guess, for Alaska Airlines is because of the purpose. So first, it's the purpose. Basically, their purpose is, or our purpose, because I work with them now, so I want to say I partner with them. So our purpose is creating an airline people love. Simple as that. Creating an airline people love. And then the values are, like I said, own safety, do the right thing, be kind-hearted, deliver performance, and be remarkable. And within those values are the behaviors under each value that help you get there. And so, I mean, I know that it might be for, as a company, that's really powerful, right? It's really powerful to, well, empower your people,
yeah,
your the partners that are working with them. So as a person yourself, you might think it might be too in depth of something to do, but really it's pretty simple. You know, what's your purpose in life? Think about that first. And how are you going to fulfill that purpose? By what values are you going to live by? And then what behaviors will help enforce that value? So I don't think it hurts to know that of yourself. And in fact, in our 2020 Vision Workshop, when this is coming out, we are actually having our members write a love letter to themselves. And I know within that love letter, they're going to see and say some things about themselves, and which can also be values about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah, and it's interesting that you brought up the 2020 Vision Workshop, because I actually was thinking, it's like, wow, that would be a really cool thing to add to the 20 days. And, you know, it's already making me thinking about phase two of, you know,
yeah, second 2020. Yeah, that's great. No, we should.
Right? And saying, look, you know, including in that 2020 Vision Workshop, you know, help a way for individuals to identify their core values and the activities surrounding those. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, we talked a little bit about self-laws, and I have some self-laws that I do at work. And I have, you know, and one of the self-laws that I've imposed, and a lot of people think this is really silly, but I don't go out to dinner with a female colleague or a coworker or client without somebody, you know, going with me. I just think it's really, really important. I've set that self-law. It's not that I don't trust myself. It's not that I don't trust other people. It's just that I think it's important to make sure that I set the boundaries that keep me in a good place, in a respectful place. And especially in today's environment, I think, you know, professionally, that is a very wise self-law to put into place. But all of those are centered around core values that really should be and hopefully are driving your life. And it's interesting, because I think a lot of times when we're younger, a lot of those core values are being developed and decided upon. But that doesn't mean that as you experience life and you have challenges, or you have heartbreak, or you have divorce, or you have, you know, the loss of a child, the loss of a job, that those core values cannot be shaken from some time to time. And you have to revisit those and go, you know what, are these the core values that really are important to me? And do I still want to live by these? So it's like a continual self-check as you're walking through life is, are these my core values, and am I going to continue to work by them? And I know there are certain core values in your life, in my life, that are hands down non-negotiables, right? And I think it's important that you identify those. One of the things that I've really thought about since this morning is Judy and I were driving into work, and there were some things, some self-doubt, some questioning that was going on in my mind, and Judy was like, you know, what, you know, tell me what's on your thoughts. And so I started telling her that, you know, it's like, I feel like that there are, you know, we've been grinding and working, doing things to get education and new experiences so that we can really have an impact with our podcast and with our goal of trying to be on the, you know, motivational speakers and having an impact on men and women of all different areas. And a lot of times I feel like I'm like on this precipice and I've been working and I just can't bust through it, right? And I think a lot of people have that. They're like grinding and working so hard and they're just like, gosh, how come it never breaks? And I love what you said. You said, you know, think of it like, you know, a little seedling that is planted deep into the ground and it has to work through and sprout and grow up through the ground that is weighted down on it and it's kind of holding it back. But you need that working through the weight of a challenge to give you the strength to break through and then be able to stand and shine from that experience.
Wow, you got all that from that, from what I said? It's amazing how I can function at 6 a.m. No, that, and the thing about that, though, is when you do emerge, and does a plant ever stop, really, does it ever stop growing? I mean, does it ever stop evolving? If you think about it, I mean, yes, you might say, okay, well, a fruit plant, you know, then they go through a season of, say, they have to go dormant and all that, but they're still doing something.
Yeah.
They're still doing something. It's still either replanting, whatever. I don't know all the terms. I'm not a gardener, so I don't know all the terms. But I'm saying that you will never stop growing.
Yeah.
And people think, well, you're going to die. Yeah, well, we don't stop living after we die. We just live somewhere else.
Yeah, there's a season. It's interesting because as you're talking about, I'm really thinking about it. It's like there's a season of hibernation. There's a season of pruning. There's a season of growing and developing.
The
pruning is huge, right? And then there's the season of harvest, and then it starts all over.
Right.
And when you have those core values, those seasons become consistently developmental in helping you become better.
Right. And if you can see it that way, instead of seeing it as a burden, if you see it as, hey, this is making me who I am or who I will become, and I just have to go through this, it's okay. Because while you're going through it, that journey is your destination, and I don't really want to dwell on that part, but I'm just saying is, as you're going through it, you're continually growing. I mean, it's not, I don't even know how to explain that. Do you want to like try to explain what I'm saying?
No, I think it goes back to, you know, when you plant that seed and, you know, those initial growth spurts are really challenging, you know, and you think about even like a chicken and an egg, a little chick. If you break the egg open for him, he doesn't right. develop the muscular
right.
and the mental strength, whatever the chicken's mental right. capacity is, to do that himself.
Yeah.
If you do it for him, he becomes debilitated and can't function. And it's really tough because we're in, a lot of times we're in these phases of life where we're, you know, fighting and growing and stretching and trying to grow out of the cocoon or the egg or the ground that we've been planted in, until that moment when we can burst forth and shine. And then, like you said, we continue to grow. And then as we're continuing to grow, that growth enables us to become the fruit for other people.
No, that's great. That's a great analogy. This is the thing, though. When do you know that you have finally emerged from that shell or the ground or the seedling? When do you know? And I'm saying that, and I'm going to answer it. Well, I'm going to let you answer it. Go ahead. When do you know?
She wants to put me in the corner, because I think that in some ways, that's a hard answer. But what I find is that, in my experience anyway, I can feel
a shift.
I can feel a shift.
Yeah.
I can feel a release. I can feel opportunities open up that I've been prepared for, that I can now take advantage of, that weren't there before.
So, okay, that is true. I feel that too, that you can feel the shift as well. But I also feel that it's a mindset, because I feel like if you feel you're always like, I'm still in this cocoon, I'm still in the shell, I'm still in a seed, I'm still under the ground. If you feel that way and think that way, then you are that way.
Agreed.
But if you say, hey, I've busted out, I feel good, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting, you know, the chicken that's busted out of his shell, he's strong, he's growing, he's getting feathers, and you know what I mean? It's like, those are all, we had a great discussion with our daughter today about the mindset of being, are you really poor?
Yeah, that was a great discussion.
Yeah, because she's doing history and we're working with her on history. And we're like, she goes, well, they're poor. And I said, well, that's just a mindset. So she's like, well, no, because if they're, you know, not, they don't have this and this and that. We went through all that. And it's like, okay, well, maybe those things, monetary things, might consider them poor, but really, are they? Because I go back to my immigrant parents who I thought were poor, and they never thought they were poor. They, in their mind, they're like, I have a house, I have food, I have a garden, I have clothes, I have these things. They never felt poor at all. But to whose standards?
Yeah.
Are you measuring up against to say, no, I'm poor? So to whose standards are you measuring up against to say, I haven't emerged? And that's where those values can come into play to say, like, I am continually learning and growing. You know, my value is that I, you know, will always think, I don't know, highly, I don't want to say highly of myself. What's another term? Or be, I am confident and I will share what I know. That's where I think that you are always learning and growing and developing. If you are willing to share what you know with others and not hold back and not hold that information back, to me, that's the greatest gift that you can give somebody besides giving love. I mean, I think the great gift is that you are willing to share what you know and not hold it in for yourself. Because what are you going to do with it when you hold it in for yourself? I mean, what good is that?
Nah, it just shrivels up if you hold it.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I love this. I mean, obviously we could continue going on, but, you know, really at the core, you have to identify your core values that are driving, leading, the wind in your sails, the anchor to your ship. You need to find those core values that really are the center of your life. And when you have those core values, it certainly makes the decisions of life a lot easier, especially when the unexpected comes and tries to trip you up.
Right. You can always look at them, reevaluate them, and then live by them or adjust.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Please remember to give us a big thumbs up, like, subscribe, and give us a review as it will help. And thank you so much for joining us on this journey of exploring the power of choice in your life. And as always, mahalo.